see if it works now. Rodney's here, so we've got a call, so we can start.
So Ron texted and said he would be a little late.
What did he? Sam called me and said he was running. He didn't know if he'd even make it, so. You ready then? We'll go ahead and get started. Okay, we'd like to welcome everyone out tonight to our November 14th CDRA meeting, 6 o'clock regular time. We'll start off with a roll call. Here. Here. Yeah, until he comes.
Ron?
Here.
Yeah. Okay, next is approval of our minutes of the October 10th, 2023 regular CDR meeting held at 6 p.m. Oh, Russ is not that late.
I'll make a motion we approve the minutes for, let's see, the
10th.
October 10th regular CDRA meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, I have the motion by Paul, seconded by Lynn, to approve the minutes of the October 10th regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, next is our October 24th, 2023 special CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m. Minutes from that. No, they're not here. So we'll skip that till next one.
Okay.
Natalie's having fun trying to do 2 jobs or 3 jobs.
I'll bet.
We'll just postpone them till next time. Okay, next is approval of claims. Invoice register dated 10-9 of 2023 to 11-13 of 2023 in the amount of $52,708.71.
And we don't have anything to show what that was for. Oh, yes, yeah, so we
it's
did.
There.
I just had one question. The $17,000 for the Main Street Park project, I'm just wondering what that was used for.
That pass-through money that was used, the grant that went through the Marla Hicks building. Not Marla Hicks, but for the, that went for the, yeah, that was, 45, that's for the Ivory project, the old, for the waterway construction, that's for the old, that's for the, no pyramid. That's
oh,
all right. I have a pen, I'll give you about the call.
Thanks, Bob.
Uh-huh. I'll make a motion that we approve invoice register dated 10-9-2023 to 11-13-2023 in the amount of $52,708.71.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have the motion by Russell, seconded by Rondi, to approve invoice register dated 10-9-2023 to 11-13-2023 in the amount of $52,708.71. Roll call.
Aye.
Yes.
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 OK, Okay, Mont, we'll turn some time over to you. Update on the streetscape project.
What we're going to do here on your agenda, I will take these in particular order. The first one I'm going to do is the last one we listed on the Main Street overhead project. I'm going to hand these out to you. The ones on the top part, the only ones that you need to be concerned about. The rest of them, though, these are all projects that require State Historic Preservation Office site approval because they're historic buildings. And this is part of that $109,000 Paul Green grant, the $30,000 Main Street grant. The other two pages, this is handed out, as you know, the Main Street Committee is the advisory board of the Heritage area, and so this morning's meeting we talked about all the rest of these projects. When these are finished, this comes up to a total of $60 million in projects since we approved. And then what we do each time, each month, there's a summary of the ones that require, as I said, State Historic Preservation Office approval. So the purpose of this is just for the top part, where you can see what we've been doing with the $109,000 grant and the $30,000 grant. Now the next one I'd like to discuss with you is a budget. The one that states the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity Grant. This grant, Dave and I will be on it tomorrow. We have a draft prepared for a long time that talks about the economic impact. This involves a enhancement programs at the Creole Peter Schnecking Equestrian Center, and we're asking for $600,000 in this grant to go toward picking up. The arena currently sits on 2 acres of land. And we can pick that up, move it down on the 5 acres we have down at the, this would be an impact. But then we have now the expansion of the contour with that latest 340,000 extension building. We have the Olympian Arena, 60-acre event. This would be adding to it the an outdoor arena that would go into the package down there. And we'll see how it goes. We got strong letters of support. We have an initial draft to be far over to Jenna Draper, and so we'll just see how it goes. But the numbers are looking pretty good, and we have a budget together, and we'll see how it works out. But the deadline to submit is the 17th. We're going to work on most of it and wrap it up. We got most of it done and wrap it up in the next couple of days.
So are you thinking of moving most of the stuff, or will it be new down there?
That's put together at Barclay. Right now, the feeling is that the chutes and the seating, there's some question about whether or not what to do with the fencing and stuff like that. We're waiting. We have two people looking into that, and we'll have a detailed analysis. In the grant application, we don't have to go into that kind of detail. What we show is renderings of what the finished product would look like. If we do the finished product, we hope we'll do in the renderings, the project could be $1,135,000.
Do you think that's enough to move it?
Well, we think that we can move it down there, and then we're asking another $600,000 matching later on for the echoes. But for the application, we show that it's a $1,135,000 project. And we've had two people working with Barclay to see what it costs to do it, and then Jack's also bringing some numbers. It's a good question, but that's the working number we'll have in the application.
Barclay is looking at the seating. Is that what it is? Grants, yeah.
I had a guy just tell me out of the blue, because I was kind of talking to this individual, and they figured it'd cost $1 million just on the dirt work.
Yeah.
To get the arena.
Dirt work?
The arena soil to where it'd have to be.
That's pretty high.
But you look, we replace the sand in the arena now every.
But you have it back in the old arena.
They've done some, but they haven't replaced it.
Yeah, that doesn't.
But starting out, we might have to take
at least some figures of 0.1 million. But for the what we call a strong win for the application, We're using that as a working number, then if we get the grant, then we sit down and finesse it. But you point out something is correct. Okay, next on your agenda, we have an update, I guess, rejoice on the streetscape. Let's move to the next item on the agenda, which is the update on the park project. And Heidi is on that committee, and she's got a couple of handouts, more concerned with a drawing, master plan, and some working numbers.
Thank you.
And I might add...
I did forward that to him last night, I think.
I might add a plug for the arena to be moved. You know, we really need to do that for the future expansion of our park. And our park has been neglected for so very long. It's just, we need to get it where it needs to be. That is a critical piece, moving that arena. So whatever it takes, I'm all for it. We're going to expand into parking. We're going to make this first-rate park. It's the crowning jewel of our community. Everybody uses it. I think I heard your discussion. You were surprised at how many people are there.
What was Paul talking about?
Morning, noon, and night, how many people use that park. And that's why I say the RAP tax needs to be funneled to that park project. There isn't another project that I'm aware of that everybody benefits from. I know there's a lot of people that are looking to, you know, tap into that money. But when, you know, some of those are nonprofits and things like that, but I think the citizens of Mount Pleasant who have paid the taxes, that could benefit everybody. I think we need to keep that in mind when we're talking about the funding.
I don't know. You're on that committee.
I'm
going to. Hey, Heidi.
Yes.
I was telling Paul ahead of time. So I was at our coalition meeting the first Monday.
Uh-huh.
And Jan Reese, who runs that, showed a little video clip. And this was clear back in 2012.
Uh-huh.
About a city, and they didn't really say, and it's two very exactly the same areas. So poverty was both in both areas of the city. And they went and interviewed people in both areas of the city. And one area of the city, they said, we don't go out at night. We don't dare go out. It's crazy. There's too many criminals and everything else. On the other side of the city, the neighbors decided they wasn't going to let that happen. And so they went out and started sitting in the streets, got their kids to paint over the graffiti, and took back their city. And during this coalition meeting, Jan kind of made the comment, it's like, well, that's what Mount Pleasant's trying to do. And ever since that meeting, to me, it's like, how do we take that, like a model like that there and sell out to the general public? Because I think we'd have a lot of people that would be willing to donate if we was to approach this right about we're trying to retake back our park, or I don't know if retake would be the actual
right words. I don't know
right
if
words.
The right word either, but we've kind of had that in mind all along.
But I think we need to get this out to people now, and I think... We need to get, because I think there'll be people step forth and say, well, like, I'm willing to donate a bench, or I'm willing to do something that way.
And I think your point was good, too, about the people.
Yeah, it was the people that done it. It wasn't the city that done it. It wasn't the government that done it. The neighborhood got together and said, we're not going to let this happen. We want to do something ourselves and take it back. And then again, it was just like, it's the people doing it. It's not.
And that's, you know, I'm just a citizen. And this whole committee is just volunteers. And every time we've met, we had a public input meeting. And Mike, you were there,
mm-hmm.
which was a decent turnout when we had that public input meeting. Showed a lot of interest. I mean.
But I think we need to go to the public now again with this.
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's to this stage. And I think either people will step up and volunteer time, materials, or something that way to help.
I would love that.
And
we'd all love that.
And like I said, I don't think retake it back is maybe not the right word, but it's kind of the phrase they used in that, but it's like, how do we return that and say...
And generate that kind of...
Or something about we're going to improve or... Yeah.
Park revitalization, get involved.
Something like that there, yeah.
We need a lot of people, and that's why I'm here. You know, when we started a couple of years ago looking at how sad and dilapidated, run down our park was, and just taking my grandkids there became, I'm not so sure I want to. You know, it was just in such sad shape. And that's why I'm here. That's why Molly got involved. We just, hey, this is our crown and jewel of our town. It says so much about our town. And I think in one of the meetings I mentioned how Manti's Park sits in the center, surrounded by houses all the way around it. We have that same scenario in a couple other towns. Our park's kind of isolated. You don't see neighborhood homes around it, so there's lots of opportunity for vandalism at our park. That's a big issue. Whether we have to sit out in the street or take turns doing a community watch, I don't know.
I just think
it's going to start with us making it a priority, and it's going to also be right behind that as a security system. You know, that was one of the things mentioned the night we had our community input meeting. We aren't going to get very far until we do both, but we all have to get involved, and we all need to make it a priority, and we need to, right behind that, the security system.
I just think that, again, if you have more people involved, because I know I was out there the one day and he's yelling at a kid jumping on the table and over got right after him. It's like, get the heck out of here, man, if you're doing that. And yet the mother was sitting over off to the side, not saying a thing to him.
I've been there and had the same experience.
But I think the more people we can get that's helped with the park, I think that will go away somewhat, too.
Well, the more people you get involved in any project, they take ownership, right? We become really invested, and that's what we have tried to do. And I welcome all and any, you know, we just, anybody that showed any interest, we said, come.
That's why it says now with this plan, I think we need to get it out to the public more. If we do another open house or we do something.
On the city website, we need it in the newspaper.
And have a plan of how people can help and get involved. Because I think that's the next thing, too, is like, even with the plan, we still need a way that people can feel, okay, we're working on it this night, we were asking for volunteers to come help, and on that way type deal.
This morning, we had a gentleman here in our CDRA, Main Street. It was Main Street we talked about this morning. I don't know who he was, but he... Was it Kevin Christensen?
Kevin Christensen.
Okay, I thought that's...
Senator Kevin Travel Director.
You know, we were talking about the rat tax money and how we hope and pray that that can come back to the park. But, you know, if it has to be split or whatever, we don't know. But it was something said that the city really needs to set that up. It's how it's structured, right? And see that it isn't disrupted, you know. If we have to do a 90-10 or something like that, split, fine. But let's do something that benefits the most people with that money.
What that referred to is that we were analyzing in different communities in different parts of the state how they do the rat tax.
How they handle the rat tax.
In every case, 80% of it went to city projects, and the nonprofits would come in and ask it. But the 80% was in projects that were set forth in the general plan so that you make sure that the priority goes, because basically the city collects the tax, and so basically they're applying for themselves. That's what for themselves. But the key of it was is that with this budget we have together, we really need the 60, we still got a budget, we have $19,000, we're paying as we go.
Mm-hmm.
And the money's in place, $106,000, and 27.5 for the area covering the playground equipment and all that stuff. We pay as we go. But we really need to have 60,000 of the rat tax, and we got to get another 19,000 with the heritage area kicking in.
Right. We need to be able to count on that. Yep. Exactly. And that's where I'm coming from. If it's not Pleasant City's funding, you know, if this is citizens that put that tax money in there, it needs to go there. There should be no question about that.
Well, there's an application process to get that back.
But it's how we structure that as a city.
We structured it with the applications when we approved it.
Okay.
Well, that shouldn't be a problem.
There's not a problem. It's just whoever submits the application.
I need that application. application from Stephanie, just fill it out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's an application process.
Well, and that's great. That's fine. We're willing to do it. We're willing to stand on our head if we have to, and, you know.
It's just submitting that application on whatever else is submitted in the case.
I was just told it would be competitive. You know, we were going to have art people represented there. We were going to have all these different groups that are nonprofits, and they're great, and I want to see them.
But they have to do the same thing. They have to submit an application,
and they need
too.
To submit an application, but I'm saying there needs to be something set forth that maybe if it's 90-10 split or an 80-20 split, I don't know.
We didn't approve ours with that.
She said, why don't you get it as soon as possible?
We just didn't approve ours. Some city approves theirs that way. We did not put specific numbers of percentages. Mm-hmm. So I know Ephraim approved theirs with, it was like 80, 10, and 10 or something.
Well, this is what he was saying today. What Kevin said is that next year, the next 4 years, we're taking all theirs and put it toward a park project in Ephraim. Mm-hmm. That's what Kevin said.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, just one more quick report. There's $188,000. We gave Dave two checks to the deposit, to Grant and Harry Jerry. One of them was $45,000 for the Trails Project, and the other was $67,403. We got the deposit to the end of the day, maybe? That money goes toward the landscaping that's being done around the park and around the statue. $22,500 went to landscape around the park and statue. The other money went to bring the engine down here to put the water tower up and provide money for the park project.
I just have a question, Mark. Didn't you tell us they was going to paint the decals on the tree?
Yeah, those vinyls would come off. I called him yesterday and told Dave, I said, one of them's already come off. You're supposed to stencil them onto the train. It's good to have them. Those logos correspond with the color of the railroad. But having those bumper stickers is not viable, so they're taking them off. It does look like somebody put bumper stickers on.
It's like a cheap way out.
Are we ever going to do a ribbon cutting down there on those restrooms or anything?
Yeah, what do you say? I think you'd like to do the because we had somebody come down. Look, there's a sign down there as you go in on the south side as you go into the 340. There's a sign on there that says that the money was provided by the Department of Cultural and Community Engagement. And then up by the showers and restrooms on the stands they put in the ground, there's one that says Division of Natural Resources and Department of Recreation. Division of Recreation. You can decide what you want to do on the cutting. That's up to you.
I don't want to cut it, but I think we need to get, like, I just know Steve Lundin an awful lot, and Darren Owens, both of them, done a lot for us to get that money to for that indoor arena type deal. So it's like it'd be nice to have them somehow honored for their works there.
Yeah, anytime you'd like to sit, we can go ahead and contact them, or if anything, you just tell us what you'd like to do, and we'll arrange it.
I just like to do one. I don't know what everybody else's thoughts is, or you know, on it type
okay,
deal.
Okay, well, we'll follow up on it tomorrow, and would you like to do it maybe around the first week in December?
It'd be nice if Jack had an event down there or something, and could do them with that event, with some type of an event or something.
Okay, we'll find out what the schedule are. We'll schedule it and we'll follow up on that.
They got something coming up this weekend.
I don't know that. I'm sure they do.
You
probably
know what they're working.
One more thing on the park. We got the sewer line run close to where the new restroom is going to go in. We also went down to Palisade and looked at the restrooms that the park has down there. They're prefab, really nice, easy to maintain. And,
do they have
we can have water in them year-round.
Do they have heaters in them?
Yeah. Just a little. Yeah, just
because it wouldn't take much.
No. And we can put gas out there, so we can put a little gas in it. And gas isn't very far away, so. But anyway, what we looked at was within the budget that Justin has for that restroom, so.
Are we going to lock them restrooms open at night out there?
I don't think we'd need to if we have the lighting and the security cameras. I don't know.
That's my concern out there.
My concern, if you do lock them, are they going to break the doors to get in?
You're hat either way, huh?
Yeah. I think if you put the lighting and security cameras around and let them know that they're being watched, you know, security cameras are there, I think they'd leave them alone.
You need some good ones before you suck them up and get some faces. Mm-hmm. You know, somewhere. Some of the security systems, you see bodies and stuff, but you can't suck it up to where you can do with a face and identify. So I need something in that way. So correct me if I'm wrong.
When was Shane doing that?
We got $1.3 million for the renewal of the rodeo grounds from up here down to the convoy.
In the grant application we're putting together, we talk about 1.135. In terms of if we get the grant, then we have to sit down and solidify everything. There's some figures we're trying to get them solidified, but some of the estimates range from 1.2 to almost 2.3 million. We haven't got it solidified yet. We don't know. For the grant application, we have a budget we put together based upon good as information we have and the support letters and all the rationale why this is a good economic development project. That's the essence of what goes in the grant application.
Yeah. We can do a lot of that in house, getting the dirt and everything.
You'd have to buy a lot of the dirt.
Yeah, but there's all the equipment.
Yeah. I think if we do move it out there, I think we need to take back that lot that just to the south.
Lots?
For parking.
Like a lot out.
For parking. Which I don't know why we couldn't, the way it was set up. So.
I'm not trying to hide my identity, shipping back and forth. I'm going through this crap called macular degeneration, so I have to ship back to it. So sorry about that.
President Ballard had that problem, too.
Huh?
President Ballard had that problem, too.
I know he does.
He doesn't anymore. He sees perfectly now.
Yeah. Yep. Anything else?
I like this.
Somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Paul's makes a motion to adjourn. Did you second it, Russ?
Yeah.
Russ seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Any opposed?
Yeah, that's where he's going to be. It really is.